consultation, tests and scans. This is...
You may remember earlier we reported that Rory McIlroy managed to hit his father with a golf ball yesterday during the opening round of the Masters, and one of our listeners saying, what was he doing there? I mean, he's Irish, obviously, and he's over... Well, I think he lives in Florida, Juno Beach. He's a member of Seminole Golf Club. That's all I know. So I suspect he's a resident pretty permanently in the United States at the moment. Another one here about happiness, that you have to live and understand unhappiness to really appreciate happiness. That's from a News Talk texter. Well, speaking of sunshine, Gareth Mullins, executive chef of the Marker Hotel, joins us. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, you're abandoning the burgers and the sausages and the steaks and all that to give us something light because you're anticipating the summer days approaching, even though it's going to be bitterly cold this weekend and we might even get snow. What are you preparing?
Every time I go, I think of doing a recipe, it seems to snow. Maybe that's an omen of some sort. But anyway, I'm thinking of doing a light Caesar salad with crispy bacon and a poached egg. And I suppose what I'm going to try and do over the next few weeks is do some salads that work really well with barbecues, and this for me is a perfect salad to put in the centre of the table when that sunshine does actually come out of the clouds. So what you're going to need for this one is you're going to need a couple of heads of baby gem, which is that small green little lettuce that they sell in all the supermarkets now, 6 slices of streaky bacon, a couple of slices of sourdough bread or baguette because we're going to make some croutons, clove of garlic, some olive oil, 4 eggs because we're going to do a poached egg, and some parmesan cheese. And then for the dressing, you're going to need some mayo, some creme fraiche, some lemon juice, half a clove of minced garlic, some anchovies if you wish, and I would say try and add them in because they really make the difference, salt and pepper and a splash of oil. So to make the dressing, what you do is you just put two tablespoons of mayo and 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche into a bowl with a squeeze of lemon juice and mix that together. And then use a grater or else finely chop your garlic in. Half a clove of garlic is more than enough here. And then just put your anchovies, your salted anchovies onto the board and really chop them as fine as you can. They also go into the dressing. Good twist of pepper and a splash of olive oil, and that's your dressing ready to go.
Now what I want you to do is get...
Yeah, very simple. So what I want you to do then is your crispy bacon. So all you do is cut your bacon into little lardons, is what I'd call them, but little 1 centimetre cubes, into a dry non-stick pan on a medium heat and fry that bacon. What we're going to try and do here is get all the fat that's in the bacon to start to release, and we're going to get it really crispy. This adds flavour but also texture to the salad. And this will take about 5 or 6 minutes. You'll see it will start going nice and crispy. Really hang on here and keep it on the heat because we want all that fat to render out and get nice and crispy. When it's crispy and golden, take it out onto a piece of kitchen towel and let it strain. The next job you're going to do is make the croutons. So, as I said, a bit of sourdough or baguette or whatever bread you like, cut it into 1 centimetre squares, onto a baking tray, drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil, that clove of garlic I told you to have, just bash that on your chopping board and put it on the tray with the croutons and pop it into a preheated oven at 160, 170 degrees for 6 to 8 minutes until they go golden and crisp. And that's kind of all the ingredients that we need to bring the salad together. Now, what I also like to do is serve a poached egg with this salad. And a lot of people seem to struggle with a poached egg. And I think the main reason is you're picking the pot in your press that's too small. The biggest pot that you own, that's what you want to be poaching your eggs in. You need a large volume of water. Because what we're trying to do is as that egg falls down through the water, it will shape like a teardrop. And if the water is too shallow, it hits the bottom of the pan and it just goes flat. So fill that pot of water up to the brim and bring it up to a gentle simmer. Give it a good seasoning with salt. If you want, you can put a little bit of vinegar in it. You don't have to. And then when it's simmering, crack your fresh egg into a cup and then just put the cup over the water and tilt. And as the egg falls in, you'll see it starting to take shape. And because the water is simmering, it won't stick when it gets to the bottom of the pan. Then you just poach it in there. If you're doing 2 eggs, then you put the other one in. You poach it in there for 2 to 3 minutes, and that's going to give you your perfect poached egg. If you don't want to poach an egg, a boiled egg also works fantastic with this salad. And then all you do is put the gem leaves into a bowl, dress it with that fantastic dressing, add in your croutons, your bacon, into a big serving bowl, and then your poached egg on the top. And this one is for you, Cormac, because he was given out, there was no protein. perfect with roast chicken or even a bit of grilled chicken breast off the barbecue. And I promise you, you'll make this salad over and over again.
And that's Cormac Happy, something to do for the weekend. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you very much for that.